This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we're going to be talking about an online job search tool. If you've followed Ag News at all over the past several months, you're aware that there's more job openings in agriculture than upcoming college graduates to fill them. AgCareers.com is an online recruitment tool and job search engine for anyone looking for a career in the ag industry. The company recently released the findings for their annual Job Outlook report. I wanted to know more about the report, so I contacted Bonnie Johnson, who serves as a marketing associate for AgCareers.com. We discussed the findings of the report and how AgCareers.com uses the information.
AgCareers.com started over 15 years ago. Our president, Eric Spell, was working in training, recruiting, and consulting in the agricultural industry. And at that point, the late 90s, he recognized the boom in opportunity for agriculture in the online job boards and developed his vision for an online recruitment tool to raise that bar in agriculture. Today, there are more than 5,000 job opportunities posted on the site at any given time. AgCareers.com is the leading ag-specific career portal for job seekers. Candidates are provided free access to our job board, and they can post their resume to our database and review online educational materials, subscribe to our newsletter, and a variety of other services to help in their job search.
And you recently released an article, which is what prompted me to contact you, that was talking about some current trends in candidates and both jobs that are being posted. So I'd like to start by talking about the job trends. And there was some information about the number of openings. So I'd like to touch on how many openings there are in just North America.
Sure. Well, every year we do a job outlook report that is kind of an overview of the year's trends in both job postings and candidate behaviors. And last year, when we looked at the number of jobs posted on our site, there was an increase of 26%, so almost 30%, to a record high of more than 81,000 jobs posted across North America.
And I guess maybe the next question to ask about that would be, what types of jobs are those? Are there a range of opportunities? Are they similar?
There is a wide range of opportunities. Employers can categorize their jobs, and we have more than 20 industry types. And when we look across all regions in the U.S., crop production, plant and soil sciences, seed and biotechnology, food and beverage processing, input retail and co-op, equipment, and even animal production, including swine and dairy, are also in the top 10 across the U.S. And then we can look more specifically at the different career types. Employers also can categorize the career type for the opportunity, and that can be anything from accounting to IT to warehouse to supportive roles that people maybe don't always necessarily associate with agriculture. The number one career type actually last year was technician, and then that was followed by sales.
Well, definitely sounds like a range of opportunities for those interested. So there's job listings, but then also, are there also internship opportunities as well, and maybe part-time work, or kind of talk to what types of work as far as the length of the term of working is?
Sure. The bulk of our opportunities posted are full-time opportunities, but there are also part-time and internships. Last year we had almost 1,800 internships posted in the U.S., and that was up 17% from the previous year. So those opportunities continue to grow, and they'll post other opportunities for students and interns. And so we have a lot of candidates coming to our site who are current college students looking for doing keyword searches for student and intern and summer work opportunities.
So a great resource for not only the adult that's looking maybe for a new career or finding a career, but then also the student that's needing to get started on their career path.
Right. We have new college grads and young professionals are increasingly using the site to find their first career in agriculture. But beyond that, professionals with an established career history also are applying. More than 40% of our applicants last year had more than 5 years of experience.
Okay. We talked about the different job openings, and I was just curious, and I think maybe the article mentioned this as well, but are there certain regions across the country that there are more job openings than others? Is it pretty spread out?
There definitely are regions where we have stronger number of jobs posted. The abundance of jobs in the Midwest is common. That's the largest region for agcareers.com. Last year, there were more than 37,000 jobs posted in that region alone, or almost half of all the jobs posted on agcareers.com come from the Midwest region.
And the talk has been recently in the ag industry is that there are more and more jobs becoming available, and they're really needing to fill that void. So obviously, businesses are posting these on your website. So I think it'd be good to touch on how a business can advertise a job on your website and what the process is for that.
Sure. It is simple and quick for employers to post on our site. They just visit www.agcareers.com and set up a profile, and it will walk you through that process of posting jobs. Each posting does include two different candidate resources. There's the live job posting portion of it, which is what all the candidates see when they're searching through our site. And then there's 2 weeks of access to search the agcareers.com resume database, and that has about 10,000 active resumes in it for candidates across North America. And larger posting packages are also available, and we have regional account managers that can assist employers as well.
Well, what a great resource for them to be using. And we've touched on this a little bit when we were talking about the job openings, about who is applying for the jobs. But let's talk about their education. Do most of the people that you've found the information for, do they have a degree? Are they high school education? Or what has the trend been?
Last year, almost half of all of our applicants had a bachelor's degree. I can tell you the majority have an ag-based degree, but those with a non-ag degree are also drawn to the ag industry. In fact, about 35% of applicants had a non-ag degree. And then we also ask them what they're currently working, what's their current ag occupation or a non-ag occupation. About half were currently in the agriculture industry, but another 38% were not in the agriculture industry. So that means, you know, people are interested in coming into the industry. Those people were typically in roles with transferable skills applicable to ag, so it might be things like sales, engineering, marketing, accounting, things that can transfer into many of the different opportunities in agriculture.
Well, all of the trends that we discussed I found to be very interesting. And working for agcareers.com, once you gather this information, does this kind of help you maybe change the website or talk to businesses and so you can better serve them and advertise for them? Or kind of how does agcareers.com use this data?
Yeah, well, a big part of what we do with this is we create the Job Outlook Report, and then we have a summary version that we distribute to educational institutions across the U.S. in particular. We have a lot of contacts and career services at different universities throughout the country, specifically in their agriculture departments, and we distribute those to them, and they use it in their education to students as well, talking to them about the different career opportunities in agriculture, where those opportunities are.
Marketing Associate for AgCareers.com, Bonnie Johnson. And that's all we have for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.